More than one auto writer has taken to calling the big three automakers truck companies that also make cars. Trucks and SUVs have become the most successful categories for automakers in recent years, particularly for General Motors and Ford. The 2015 Ford F-150 was named the North American International Auto Show's Truck of the Year. Such accolades help to keep automakers moving forward. Not to be outdone by Ford, General Motors was honored by Motor Trend, receiving Truck of the Year for its new Colorado, also a finalist among NAIAS trucks. WKAR's Peter Wharf stopped by the Detroit Auto Show on Monday to talk trucks with GM's Tom Wilkinson. Tom steered the opening of their conversation toward Colorado's recent award.
Well, everybody does their awards a little bit differently, but Motor Trend, they have 9 editors who participate in the testing, and they actually get all of the vehicles in one place at the same time, so it really is truly head-to-head. And of course, they do trucks separate from crossovers and SUVs. So in their case, it was pickups, and then there were a couple of vans. They really put the vehicles through the ringer.
Right. They choose a number of categories and go head to head with performance. Can you describe some of those?
Well, they do, you know, acceleration and brake testing with and without loads. They do acceleration with trailers. They do trailer towing. They do handling tests. They also pay a lot of attention to ride handling, quietness, and refinement. I mean, trucks are now very much multi-purpose vehicles. People may use them for work part of the time and then for personal use. And so they want the vehicle to be quiet. Obviously, it has to be capable and durable, but they also want it to be quiet and refined and something you could take a trip with the kids if you wanted to. So they look at all of that, and then they get in a room and hash it out. And in this case, the Colorado was the first choice by all 9 editors, which is really pretty impressive, and I think a real testament to just the overall capability of the truck.
And you were indicating that the truck of the 21st century is a lot different from the truck of, you know, my childhood in the 60s and 70s. How do some of those differences arise? So, you know, how do they manifest themselves today?
Well, I think it sort of was a chicken and an egg thing. Trucks started to become more refined really in the late 60s. For example, Chevrolet did what they called a custom sport truck, and it had bucket seats and carpeting and, you know, a little bit nicer level of trim. And as trucks got nicer, people started to see, hey, I can use this as an everyday vehicle. It's not just a work vehicle. It was interesting. I was at the Heritage Center yesterday looking at some trucks from the 50s. And you know where they are very bare bones compared to trucks now.
Yeah, what sorts of things did you see?
Well, I mean, for example, you know, just hard metal surfaces in the truck, rubber floor mats, a vinyl bench seat with no adjustments of any kind. I mean, they were very functional vehicles, but not something you would want to drive probably if you didn't have to.
Right, these were hose them out types of vehicles. Yes. No. That you were looking at.
And there are still people who do that with trucks. I mean, we still do sell trucks with a vinyl floor that you can hose out, and with vinyl seats. But most people are looking for a little bit more comfort and refinement and something that you'd be really happy to drive every day. And of course, we've seen now there are a lot of people who really prefer to drive trucks as opposed to cars. And we think that's a real opportunity for Colorado, because if you live in a suburb, commute to work in a city, it's a much more manageable vehicle, better fuel economy, easier to park, easier to maneuver. But if you need to tow or haul things on the weekend, then you've still got quite a bit of capability.
Though Colorado was recognized in 2015 by Motor Trend as Truck of the Year, it was pretty new to production, wasn't it, in 2015?
Correct. We just started production this fall. It was an all-new truck. It was an evolution of a truck that we sell in other markets. The midsize pickups are sort of a core vehicle in a lot of developing countries, sort of the core commercial vehicle. But we pretty much re-engineered it completely for the U.S. and Canada. The customers here are more of a personal use. It's more of a personal use vehicle. They're looking for better refinement. And of course, then there are, you know, safety and emission standards that you have to engineer the truck. So it's basically an all-new truck. It started production this fall. We're just getting them into dealerships, starting to get some volume in dealerships. And the dealers are really excited. And Customers have been really pleased with them so far.
Yeah, I remember seeing Colorado here last year at the International Auto Show at this time last year, and then going out and really not seeing any on the roads, and I kind of thought, where's the Colorado? And then it finally started showing up in the fall.
Well, that's always the trick is, you know, usually you end up introducing a vehicle at the auto shows maybe 9 months or a year before it's actually in dealerships in any volume. So there's always a little bit of a lag there when people see them at the auto show and when you can actually go buy one. But they are in dealerships now, and that's very exciting, so people who are interested can go actually take a look at one.
Of course, Silverado was NAIAS Truck of the Year last year at the auto show. This year, Silverado and Colorado have both achieved Edmunds' most popular recognition. How does that come about? Talk about that.
Well, Edmunds looks at searches. So they measure, they're a buying, shopping and buying website, a research website. And so they calculate, they have very precise numbers of the people who are actually looking at different vehicles. Again, those are both very popular vehicles. Of course, the Silverado has been kind of a mainstay of the full-size truck segment for a long time. And Colorado being new, they were experiencing quite a number of people looking at the trucks, shopping for the trucks, comparing the trucks with their competitors. And so that's what generates that. So that's, a validation of the vehicles and also just an indication of how popular trucks are with customers right now.
It's Tom Wilkinson from General Motors. We're talking about Chevrolet trucks today for Current State on WKAR at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. What do you think consumer mood will be regarding trucks with recent gas prices?
Generally, lower gas prices tend to be good for truck sales. Trucks are, although they've gotten much more efficient, they're still very large vehicles, and particularly if you use one to haul or tow, they still use a fair amount of gas compared to other vehicles, or in some cases diesel. So generally lower fuel prices help truck sales. And I think we're looking at a pretty good year all around for the industry this year, and I expect trucks to be very strong. There's also a lot of competitive activity. Ford has just introduced a pretty comprehensive update of the F-150. Nissan just showed a Titan that's sort of a kind of lives in the space between light duty and heavy duty, so they're trying to appeal more to people who may tow heavy trailers and want a diesel engine and want a little bit more capability. And Toyota's showing a new Tacoma this afternoon, so there's also a lot of new trucks for people to look at. And competition is good for a segment, and it's good, keeps everybody on their toes and keeps everybody improving their products. So it's going to be an exciting year for trucks this year.
A few minutes with Tom Wilkinson of General Motors at the North American International Auto Show. Tom, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf. I saw the Titan presentation.